Hello, my friends, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul. It's the 19th day of April, and we are in the Gospel of Luke. Thanks for joining me both today and for those of you who are with me every day, all week long, each day, just continuing a little deeper into the 11th chapter, a long chapter. Luke has some rather long chapters, the way the translators broke these into chapters. And so this is a long stretch of Jesus speaking woes to Pharisees. We'll get into his woes to the lawyers today as well. I want to remind you that we'll be in Wysocks, Pennsylvania next weekend. Today's the 19th, so that means I'll be there the 27th. The 27th and the 28th. And you can check my website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule for more information. In case you missed that announcement a week or so ago, we'll be at the Oasis Church in Wysocks on a Saturday night and a Sunday morning, and we would love to have you with us if you are able to come out. Not doing a lot of travel this year. We're going back to Canada. We'll be in Wallaceburg, Ontario, the last weekend of May, the first day or two of June, that weekend that where the months overlap. We'll be there, but we don't have a lot on the books because we're pastoring now, and I don't want to be away, and so I have somebody that fills in on those dates and trying to keep those at a minimum. I still love the opportunity to go, and so if you want us, your pastor or your church leader, and you want us, there's a chance. We're not booking the way we used to, but we are open to talking about it. And of course, you can always reach us, and this is for any DDP-related question or comment, at our DDP email, ddp@paulwhiteministries.com. I always love to hear from you. I love the words of encouragement, the occasional questions, the insights that the Lord's showing you. Those are a lot of fun for me. Once again, ddp@paulwhiteministries.com. Verse 45, in our ongoing journey through Luke 11, one of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, in saying these things, you insult us also." And he said, "Woe to you lawyers also." So he's like, well, I'm not going to leave you off the hook. This is not going to be some roundabout woe. Let me say some things that I see going on in you. You load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. When we say lawyers, and we talked about this back in chapter 10, but I know that's been a few days. When we say lawyers, we're not talking about a guy who represents you in court or defends you. We're talking about those who studied the law, the Mosaic law, and they were considered experts at it. Well, when Jesus says you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. It's Jesus saying that through their sort of legal expertise, they were adding to the law all kinds of regulations that meant to ensure that the law wouldn't be broken, but by doing so, they imposed heavier and heavier burdens on people because they gave people more things to do and more things to watch out for. And the law was not intended to be a burden. It was intended to show you how to love your neighbor. Of course, the moment law is instituted, it becomes restrictive, and then that plays on the psychology. If you can't, then all you want to do is whatever it is you can't do. If I tell you no, all you want to do is yes. If I say you can't go behind that door, all you want to do is go behind that door. The law inflames that part of us, and that, of course, is non-tenable. It can't continue. But in order to help, quote-unquote, help keep the law, more law was given. I like to say it like we're such a law-minded people that if one law works or one law is out there, then we come up with four or five other laws that are next to it to help us keep that one law. Well, you can't do this. So you also, to make it easier to not do that, can't do that, that, and that. So that'll keep you from doing that. And that's not new. We've been doing that forever. And that's what Jesus accuses them of. I don't want to indicate that Jesus is wholesale against oral tradition, because he's not. But he is against the oral tradition that adds more layers to the law, which in turn just adds more potential for condemnation. And so this is what Jesus accuses them of, loading people with burdens hard to bear. You don't touch the burdens with one of your fingers. In other words, you're going to give them more rules. You're just not going to give them any help to keep them. All you're going to do is be there to point. 47, woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed. So your witnesses, and you consent to the deeds of your fathers, for they killed them, and you build their tombs. The indication here is that they see themselves as the kind of people who honor the great men of God of the past by building them tombs or mausoleums, building them memorials, statues. But Jesus says the building of those tombs can't hide your complicity with the people that killed them. And that's why in verse 48, you consent to the deeds of your fathers. They killed them and you build their tombs. So you can't cover up the complicity of what you've done to those prophets by honoring them. And we still are sort of this way as a people now, that sometimes I think our feeling is that if we can honor those of the past properly, we can ignore our complicity with some of the bad things that happened. And it's necessary for us to dig down and do the hard work of finding out who we are in these journeys and in these things. Not simply who they were, but who we are in honoring them. Tomorrow we're going to get into, I save it because it needs its own space, but you can peek ahead at verse 49 where Jesus gives a quote, and I want you to go find it. Go see if you can find it in the Old Testament. And we'll jump into that tomorrow as well as introduce the sermon you can expect to hear on Sunday. We'll see you then. God bless.